Hello, everybody. Today we're here with Marcia Kells. Marcia's one of our nurse practitioners here at Appleton Area Health. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning.
So we've heard in the news quite a bit about COVID-19, and lately we've heard some concerns that people are fearful or could be fearful about coming into the hospital or clinic when they need to seek medical care. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, yes. We really like to see people no matter what, and I'd like to reassure people that we will see them. We have just some new precautions since the COVID-19 has hit the area, and this is just simple things that happen when you come. We do have the doors locked, but when you come here, we take your temperature, we ask you a couple questions, and then you're brought in. There are some reasons why you are diverted to the emergency room versus coming to the clinic. Of course, the clinic has certain hours that you're seen. If you want to be seen in the clinic, we do see you there but most of the things are seen in the emergency room. There are historically 10 top reasons why people are seen in the emergency room. And those reasons, most of you probably have even come to the emergency for some of these reasons. Number one is chest pain. You know, you probably know somebody that has shown up for chest pain. And we rule out a heart attack for that until proven differently. Secondly is abdominal pain. Third is toothaches, and a lot of times they're seen because the dental offices aren't open, you know, after hours, or as something accidental has happened that has hurt their tooth, or there's a gradual onset of a decay in the tooth, and it's just gotten so bad and painful that they had to come in. And sometimes it's a broken bone from some accident or a sprain. Oftentimes, you know, they have sports injuries after clinic hours, and we see, you know, young people that are physically active. And upper respiratory infections, common colds, the flu, a virus, or bacterial. Cuts and contusions. Accidental again, they hit their head or they've hit the certain part of their body or an open wound, back pain, high fevers, particularly in children, and you know, if it's a very young child, say an 8-week-old, there's both looking at if anything over 100.4 in an 8-week-old, we want to see them. And for a 3 to 36-month-old, anything that's over 102.2, that's the threshold that they need to be seen. Also, duration comes into mind, 1 to 2 days for those little ones. We don't want that to go on very long. Then there's foreign objects. You know, the little ones, they're curious about they find openings like their ears and their nose. You get something in there and they're slippery. It's hard to get them out. And they feel like they should put stuff in there for some reason. Or they swallow a penny and, you know, will you be able to get it out, remove it, or will it pass through? Well, not in the nose or the ear, and swallowing things, they can often get it stuck in their esophagus, and that can be very, very urgent or if emergent at those times. So we want to see those, and headaches. They are also concerning sometimes and reoccurring sometimes, and they can coincide with the stomach, where there's nausea and vomiting associated with those migraines that are very terrible for people if not controlled. And if there's any weight whatsoever, you know, you've tried to stick it out at home and it's very painful for them. So we those things need to be seen urgently if it can't be seen in the clinic, but we want you to come in. We often times that people don't want to come in because they don't want to be exposed to illness in the clinic or the COVID, because people have the idea we are an infected facility now with the COVID, but you know, we're all taking precautions around here. We're wearing masks and we're cleaning up the yin-yang, so to speak. And everyone is playing it safe around here. So, you know, like everyone else, we washing our hands. The best way is to control the system, and that's social distancing, wearing your mask, washing your hands, and be staying healthy. So that includes nutrition and body, mind, and soul. And we all need to work on that every day as well. But many people, and I might be getting ahead of myself, feel like they can't see their providers, and all of us have probably medications, and I'm thinking about many of the people I've seen that are taking blood pressure medications and cholesterol medications or diabetics, and I'm worried about their medications getting refilled. And I just looked at a refill order here, and I haven't seen this person for over a year, and I'd like to get some lab work on them. So I am going to give the person a call and make sure that they come in, get some lab work, and I'd like to have them do what we call telehealth. And all you need is a smartphone, and you can call the clinic and tell them, you know, I haven't seen my doctor for 3 months and I have diabetes or I have high blood pressure. They changed my pills a month or 3 months ago, and I need to visit with my provider about this, or I'm concerned about this problem I'm having. And call the clinic, tell them your phone number, I believe, and they'll set up an appointment time for you to visit with your provider, and maybe they'll ask you to have some lab work done before that visit. You come in, they'll greet you at the door, they'll take your temperature, ask you these two questions, you'll go to the lab, you'll get your blood drawn, you'll go home, you'll have your appointment time, you'll get the call, and on your phone you will have face-to-face with your provider. And I have done this with other patients of mine, and it's not like I get to touch you, but it's okay, and we get to have a good conversation together. So I really hope that some of you do this with your providers, and we get you taken care of during this special time in our history, and we all stay healthy and well. Mm-hmm. Body, mind, and soul.
Mm-hmm. You bring up a great point, Marcia, about the telehealth and people needing to follow up on their health care. What about those patients where telehealth or virtual care just isn't an option, where they either don't have the technology or they don't feel comfortable using it? Is it still safe for them to come into the clinic and see their providers?
Yes. Just at the door, I think we have masks for them. And, of course, they... You know, the providers are washing their hands, and we keep the 6 feet distancing done, and they can still see their providers. We don't want anybody to stay away because of that. You can also have a telephone conference. If you're still afraid, you know, don't stay away because of that. Ask to talk to your provider on the phone, and we will do it that way as well. So you can always talk to your provider. If you don't have a smartphone, but you have a phone, I know you all have phones, call them up and tell the receptionist that you have the phone and you still want to talk to your provider, and they'll get you in touch with them. We're here to help you and keep you well. And don't forget, we care about you all.
Well, and that's the biggest message, is that we're here to help.
That's right.
Great. Thanks, Marcia.
You're welcome.